Welcome to another episode of We're Disappointed, the show where two average folk talk about things in media, in society, in life that tend to be disappointing. Today we're doing something a little different. We've got these conversation starter questions that Jen found, and we figured we'd drill down and ask each other, you know, the questions. So the ones that we chose are talking about the future of the human race, and we may end up getting a little more pessimistic than we intended.
So I think that it's probably with everything that's been going on over the past several years, at least, I think it's impossible to avoid thinking about the future of the human race and whether or not we're all doomed. And so that's what we're going to be chatting about today, is what's in store for us, or our speculations on what is in store for us. That's it. That's all I got.
That works. So the first question we have here, what are the pros and cons of colonizing other planets? How could this help or hurt the human race? Well, for a pro, obviously, more room for expansion, more resources. But a con, I feel, is like, we didn't fucking learn anything. Like, you trash this planet, so then you're just going to another planet, and you're going to fuck that up too.
Well, and, like, consider that this is probably going to be spearheaded by either Elon Musk or some other, like, horrible golem that rises up in his place.
So some rich asshole.
So it's just, yeah, like, so it's just going to be, like, tainted from its very foundation. It's just going to be trashed from the very beginning.
And it's like, how do you think they're going to pick people to go? Like, would it be like a lottery? No, it's probably going to be rich people and the people who are going to work for them. Work in their ore mines or what have you.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be like an equal opportunity sort of thing. And it's just like, I'm just thinking about also from an ecological standpoint, like, let's say that we did, like, colonize Mars or something like that, but I feel that there's still so much more that we have to learn about it to, like, you know, like, I mean, they're trying to see if there were, like, little microbes or whatever that existed at least at one point in time, if not even currently, like, hidden under those ice caps that they have. And so, like, I just feel that, like, if we were able to do it tomorrow, then we wouldn't give two fucking shits about just pillaging the planet and completely ruining it. And, like, if there is anything in there that is either still alive or that was once alive a long time ago, like, we would just ruin any chance to learn about it.
Definitely, definitely. Like, if we were going to do it, I feel the smart way would be to have an exhaustive study of the area, which could take years, like, dedicate years to this. Before you try to move people in and to essentially just suck the planet dry of whatever it's got.
Yeah, because like you said, like if we could do it tomorrow, like, we won't have learned anything. It's just like you know, obviously that there are some people that are concerned about the future of this particular planet. But for the most part, like, most people are not. And, like, certainly the ones that are contributing the most pollution, like, really don't give a fuck. And so it's just, like, they're just going to take that attitude elsewhere, and it's going to be the same thing.
Yeah. And I feel like that's a good lead-in to the next question. What is most likely to bring about the extinction of the human race? And it's humans. It's humans like that.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Like, do you think it's going to be, like, a massive single event? Like, there's, like, the oops to end all oops, and, like, someone accidentally launches, like, a nuke or something like that, and just, like, just really fucks everything up? Or do you think it's going to be a long, slow descent into a depletion of resources, starvation, and death?
I think it's likely the second thing. I think we're going to have like a Wall-E situation where everything is just all fucked up. And it's going to be a race to, like, it's going to be a space race round two to who can figure out how to get us the fuck out of here the fastest. As I know, it's been, like, done to death in, like, sci-fi shows and movies. But I feel like that's the most likely.
Do you think that it can be avoided?
I don't know. I know some people will probably say that we're, you know, we're past the point of no return as far as climate change and shit like that. I would like to hope that it can be, but who knows? Because, like, it really pisses me off to think about all the measures that could have been, like, we talked about this not that long ago, personally, like, off the podcast. All the measures that could have been taken, like, within our lifetime, and they weren't because people didn't give a shit because it wasn't cost effective to do so.
Yeah, it would have depleted their own personal fortunes by like a percent.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, I saw this thing on Twitter and they attributed it to Hillary Clinton, but I don't know if it's her. But it's like, you don't change hearts and minds, you change policies. Mm-hmm. And so you can't wait for these people to sit here and realize what they're doing. It's like, nope, I'm gonna get my money and then I'm gonna fucking die and I don't give a shit about anybody else. Mm-hmm. Like, that's their mindset. Mm-hmm. It's like, you cannot change the mind of someone who thinks like that.
No, and
you just have to hit them where it hurts and make them do the right thing with policy and fines and shit like that.
No, that is exactly right and like very well stated. Like, I mean, if you look at like any piece of major legislation, like I'm thinking like more like, you know, like social, like civil rights sort of legislation, it's like you couldn't wait until everyone was on board with it. Like, you just had to like fucking do it, because if you were waiting until everyone was on board with it, like, people still are on board with it, so it's just like it wouldn't happen. Like, you just have to like pass the legislation, pass the policies, and then make people comply with the law.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure that's where that quote was being applied, but I feel like it applies in multiple situations.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Those people are selfish and gross and terrible.
Mm-hmm. This is a really pessimistic episode that we have coming.
I mean, it's true. I mean, like, individuals can be generous and kind and thoughtful, but people as a whole suck.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, we've seen this, like, with the pandemic, just like, like, you know, like, people can be, like, let's say, like, someone in your family. I'm not saying your family, just using this rhetorically. Like, just someone in your family, like, they can be, like, kind to you, like, as a person. But then, like, just in their interactions with society as a whole, just, like, not give a shit about, like, wearing a mask or, like, social distancing or things like that. Like, they're selfish.
Depressing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is like not helping me.
So, did you have an answer to this? Like, do you think it can be avoided?
No. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I would say extinction, like meaning that there is not a single human being left. But I do think that it can get to a point where it's so bad that it becomes very difficult to live. And so, like, the population would be reduced dramatically.
But I mean, like, animals go extinct, like, even without human intervention. It might just be our time to be up.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not saying that I think that human beings will always be around. But I just think that it would be a very, very gradual process.
Mm. Yeah. Like, I don't think it would be like, bam, there's no more humans. They would just die out. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, like, that was one of the answers you said. Like, you said, like, oops, someone hit the button. Mm-hmm. Or a gradual decline. And I could definitely see a gradual decline.
God, imagine being the last human being alive.
Nope, wouldn't be me.
It would be such a fucking relief.
It wouldn't be me. I would just be dead.
I would just be sitting with, like, my kitties and, like, some puppies. And just having a nice time. And then eventually I would die and they would eat my body. And then that would be the end.
Gross.
It'd be all right. Like, I mean, what a nice way to go out. You'd never have to deal with another person. Like, you could just sit around, hang out with your little animal friends. Like, gross. You never have to, like, go to work anymore. You don't have to deal with traffic. You don't have to deal with people being fucking stupid as hell. You're just chilling.
I would want a handful of people. I wouldn't want to be the last person.
What if, like, that handful of people, they were just, like, a bunch of duds? They were a bunch of fucking idiots.
I would want a handful of people who weren't duds.
Yeah, but I don't think that you can dictate that. And listen. Just realistically speaking, there's going to be some duds.
Nah.
There's going to be at least a few.
Nah.
I mean, you can say nah, but you know I'm right.
I'll say nah. I'll keep saying nah.
All right, well, enjoy the end of the world with your hand-picked, perfect group of people.
There you go. There you go. Thank you. Will humans as a species ever be able to... Oh, wait, no, I skipped the question. What would be the best possible scenario for how the world will develop in the next 25 years? What do we need to do to get there?
We need a lot of guillotines, stat. I mean, is that not the best possible scenario?
I guess. Best possible scenario for how the world will develop in the next 25 years. People will learn to mind their fucking business.
Yeah, like, if I'm thinking about, like, the ideal, like, progression, and I don't think that it's going to go this way, because I think that the last year plus has proven that it's not going to go this way. But, like, what I would like to see happen is that, like, yes, people learn to mind their own business, but, like, also people learn to be caring and compassionate and empathetic and care about, like, more than just themselves, but the people around them, and want, like, the best for everyone.
You heard about Tucker Carlson?
Oh, is he the one saying call CPS on kids if you see them wearing a mask? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And harass people in public who are wearing a mask. How about you mind your fucking business? How about that?
I mean, like, I've seen various articles, like, talk about this, but it's just, like, the, like, right has basically settled into, like, meaningless culture war bullshit because, like, Biden just really isn't giving them anything to complain about all that much. It's like they don't really have anything that they can latch onto policy-wise, so they're just, like... They're making you all gay and critical race theory and masks.
You're bored. Go take a class. Do some exercise.
No, they don't want to learn.
Shut up.
Well, do you have anything else to say about this question?
I don't think so. I think I'm good on it.
Okay.
So next question. Do you want to read it or shall I?
Will humans as a species ever be able to work together as a whole to achieve a goal? What is holding humans back from working together on a global scale? I mean, I think it's probably what we referenced in our last question.
Yeah, pretty much. Will they be able to work together as a whole? No, clearly not. Yeah. The last year and change has proven that we cannot.
Yeah, it's like what was that? That, it's right on the tip of my tongue. The Watchmen, right? Like, wasn't that, like, the reason why he, like, didn't he, like, fake an alien invasion or something like that? Because it was, like, to get humanity to work together. Like, that just seems so stupid and quaint now. like, oh, you sweet summer child. Like, you thought anything would make us work together? Idiot.
He was more optimistic than we were.
Yeah.
Than we are.
Well, I mean, he didn't have to live through the past year.
Mm-hmm. What is holding humans back from working together? Ignorance and pride?
Lack of compassion and empathy.
A gross cocktail of all four things.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just...
Like, I don't know.
Like, we've kind of talked a little bit about this before, but, like, I feel that, like, things like... Like, you know, like, humility and compassion and empathy, like, are traits that need to be cultivated. Like, you have to, like, be in a society or be in a context that values those things and encourages their growth. And, since we don't have a society that values that, then it's just not going to happen. Like, other than, like, on, like, individual scales, but certainly not on, like, a societal scale.
Pretty sad.
It is.
We gotta figure out how to fix this. This episode is too depressing.
Well.
What do you think about the singularity, the idea that eventually artificial intelligence will advance to the point where computers are more intelligent than humans?
I, for one, welcome our AI overlords.
I always wonder, like, when people say that, like, what do you mean by intelligence? Just computing power, like ability to analyze questions and problems? Or,
well, I think it probably depends on what you mean by question and problem.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, because I mean, if, like, you're thinking about just like a like math problem or something like that, then like computers have already advanced past us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you're talking about questions even like these, like where it's, you know, there's not necessarily a single answer and it requires more than simple computing, then no, they certainly haven't gotten to that part.
I don't know how people would, I don't know how a computer, an AI, artificial intelligence would be able to get to that point.
I mean, they would have to, I feel that they would have to be capable of not relying on input of information to generate outputs, because then their input of information would be restricted to like the programmer that's working with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel that they would need to be able to discover.
I feel like they'd also have to have certain things to prioritize, but it's like, it's like, it's such a sticky thing. It's a sticky subject. And I feel like it would never work ideally in a way that was altruistic. Like, I don't know. I feel like, obviously, sci-fi theory, you can just say whatever you want. You can say that it can, but I don't feel like it actually could do that.
Why not?
Because it's too complicated. I feel like even humans can't do the shit, right? I don't think that anyone could program something that could do it better than they could do it.
Well, see, no, that's my point. Like, I think that in order for the singularity to actually happen and for AI to progress beyond humanity, or even be on the same level as humanity in thinking about these sorts of problems, I think that they could not rely on programming anymore, that they would then have to have the ability to discover. Because I think that...
But how do they know what to accept and what to reject? They don't. That would have to be programming, so...
I mean, I don't necessarily think that's the case.
And so I say it probably isn't possible.
I mean, it would just be... It would be essentially like its own life form, like without actually being alive. It would just... It would have an intelligence that is not dependent on programming.
But it's still dependent on outside sources, and it could still be influenced, though. And like I said, how does it know what to reject and what not to reject?
It would make that decision.
But it could make the wrong decision.
Yeah.
It could be like that one AI that just looks up a bunch of racist shit.
Yeah, no, I mean...
Because the input it got was racist shit.
Like, I think that certainly it could make the wrong decision, that being an AI that has progressed past humans doesn't mean that you can't make the wrong, that it can't make the wrong decision.
But that's the typical trope with it, though.
That it never makes the wrong decision?
Yeah.
I mean, really? Because I feel that there's like a whole bunch of media where at least human beings qualify as the wrong decision.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I guess I don't think it's possible for this to exist, period. So I might be the wrong person to ask about it.
I mean, I think that, like, as things exist right now, that it's not possible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I feel that it's like getting into that, like, some, like, a discussion about, like, what it means to be conscious and sentient.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I just don't know that that itself can be programmed.
I feel like it would have to be. I feel like it at least has to have that as programming as a base, and then it could potentially turn into something else. Like, in theory, like, obviously this is all just bullshit, but...
Well, yeah.
Like, it just doesn't come from nowhere.
I agree. It would be like... It would be like the equivalent of of life, like, crawling out of the primordial ooze. Like, it would, you know, like we, have computers start at, like, their most simplistic, like, single cell, to carry the metaphor, form. And then, like, at some point, like, life develops sentience. And so, like, you know, obviously we don't know exactly what that point was, but it would be, like, I feel it would be the same sort of progression for AI. It's like, it's, they're sentient, they're not sentient until they are.
I guess I'm looking at it more as, like, a child, where it's, like, children, like, the people that we are shaped by our experiences and things that we are taught, or things that we go through and realize that we don't like as children. And I feel like an AI is not just going to pop into existence and have opinions and ideas or whatever. It's still going to be shaped by something.
I think that overwhelmingly, yes. But again, like, I going back to that concept of discovery, like, I think that is what, like, sets, like, but true sentience. But it has to be programmed to do that. It has to have the ability to do that.
That's programming.
I don't think necessarily.
I think so. I think all its capabilities and whatever it can do, that's things that are built into it. That's programming.
I mean, I guess you're kind of approaching it from, like, the idea that they would not be able to come into existence without the aid of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's necessarily the case.
I feel like that's a given.
Like, I think that, like, it would be, like, kind of like the whole, like, what is that thing? Like, you have, like, an infinite amount of monkeys and an infinite amount of typewriters that, like, eventually you produce the works of Shakespeare. That, like, if you, like,
for the conditions for an AI to exist, like, that's not just going to happen. Like, at least from the very basis of, like, processing power, that is not just going to be laying around somewhere and no one's going to be watching it for AI to pop into existence.
I guess, like, I don't think that this condition exists, but I think that, like, I think that this condition would be necessary to exist, that, like, somehow, like, the AI would be left to develop freely.
But it still has to have a base.
Yeah.
Which is programming.
But it can move past that.
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, we're dealing in speculation with technology that doesn't exist, so.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, going by the progression of things as they are now, I don't think that's a thing that can happen. I feel it's fun to think about. I don't think it's a thing that could actually happen.
I'm not sure it's a thing that could actually happen, too. I'm just saying that these are the conditions I think would be necessary for it to happen.
Because it's like, it's not just like germs or cells collecting and coalescing. It's intentional. The creation of something like that would be intentional. Yeah, so I don't think the singularity is a thing that'll happen. I don't understand this last question.
Will humanity continue to advance technologically, or will we fall back to how we lived for thousands of years, or fall back further to how we lived for 100,000 years ago? I think they're just saying, like, are we going to continue, or, like, this is how I'm reading it. Like, are we going to continue, like, this progression of technology, however it goes? Or is there going to be some reason why we slip back to, like, medieval times? Or is there going to be a reason why we slip back to, like, caveman times?
I feel like they have to give me a reason for that, because short of, like, an EMP that just fucking breaks everything, I don't see why the majority of people would do that. Like, I could see some people doing it, because we have people sitting there trying to live like they're in Victorian times right now, and they're not, like, LARPing. But it's like, why would the majority of people want to do that?
Why? Like, I feel like they would absolutely have to. Like, I don't think that this question is saying that, we choose to do this. It would be something that was forced upon us.
Maybe. I mean, I feel like the question's not well structured.
No, it's not. And I think that it goes back to kind of like the whole extinction event sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if that happened, then definitely.
Yeah.
We definitely would. But just, like, as a matter of course, I don't see that happening.
No. Yeah, like, anytime, like, you know, like, we look at, like, the Dark Ages or something like that, and there are, like, definite, like, influences to cause, like, various, like, breakdowns in the share of knowledge and the advancement of knowledge and technology.
Yeah.
doesn't just happen.
Yeah. It's like, it's just like, it's such a weird question. Like, I'm just thinking the answer to this is like in any apocalypse movie.
Yeah.
Like, what came to mind for me was like the Book of Eli, where he just fucking had to walk across the United States or whatever.
Didn't he have like the Bible in Braille or something? But yeah, that's like not blind. Possible because you would need like a whole like fucking wing of a building to contain the Bible in Braille.
You would?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It takes a lot of space.
6 cubic feet.
He had that Cliff Notes version.
70 pounds. Yeah, it's just the basic. 70 pounds, that's a lot. It doesn't cost that much, though. I mean, it's more than anyone should ever pay for a Bible, but it's not that much. It's 342 for the King James and 380 for the New King James.
That sucks, though, because it's like, if I'm blind, I shouldn't have to pay $350 to get a religious text.
Yeah, you just gotta listen to it on tape.
I guess.
It's pretty shitty.
It is pretty shitty. So now what?
Well, we can talk about the downfall of society and NFTs and how they're the downfall of society.
Go off.
Just go back. Just go back to that. So, Nogun's brother was here this afternoon and we were outside chatting. And right before we broke up for the evening, we were talking about NFTs. Like, I wanted to talk about the artist that sparked all this, Beeple. And I was saying how I follow him on social media, not knowing who he was. I didn't think he was like some big artist worth millions of dollars, which apparently he is, and you would not know it to look at his stuff. I should send you some. But it's just like, we asked him, like, I was gonna start off talking about that, but I asked him first if he knew what an NFT was, and he brought up all these things that are equally silly, but he didn't know. And I thought I knew what it was, but Nogun like put out like the actual definition of what it is and how it's the picture, it's an image or whatever you're buying, compressed and encrypted and inserted in a blockchain, and then that's it. Like, yeah. You don't have access to it anymore. It just exists in a blockchain. And people are paying millions of dollars for this? I'm like, I don't understand. I really can't get it. Like, it's just bragging rights, essentially?
I don't know. It's fucking stupid as hell. Like, that is the long and short of my opinion on the subject, is that it's fucking stupid as hell. It's pointless.
And they talk, like, people talk about how wasteful it is, like, how much energy it takes to do this.
How much computing power.
But why? So I'm just like, if you want to own some art, fucking buy the art. Or fucking right click on it and save it and put it as like that. It takes a little longer, but you'll save a lot of money. And I feel it has more value to just fucking have it as your phone wallpaper rather than do this. Why do this?
Because these people don't actually appreciate art. Like, they don't actually care about the art that they're purchasing. They don't, like, they have no appreciation for it. It's simply like bragging rights, as you said. It's like, because if they really appreciated the art, like, wouldn't they want to be able to like view it and like think about it and like share it with others?
You would think.
Anyway, it's just it's pointless.
It's insane. It's crazy. I can't understand it. And it's like, that's right behind cryptocurrency. Like, that's a similar thing I don't really get. Other than it's an investment, it's a way to make money.
Yeah, I feel like this like makes me old or something, but I just don't care. Like, I just do not give a fuck. Like, it's so boring to me. And it's like, as soon as there, you know, there's like an article about it, or like I hear someone talking about it, like my brain immediately shuts off. My eyes stop working. I just crawl away. Because, like, I can't be bothered with that. Like, do you remember, it's just, like, so long ago. Like, I went on that, it was, like, an OkCupid date or something like that. And, like, that guy was, like, talking about, like, fucking Bitcoin the entire time. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh! Like, it was killing me. It was literally killing me. And then, like, he capped like it meme. Off by, like, talking about why welfare shouldn't exist.
I remember that part. Yeah.
We did not go on another date.
I feel
date.
Like your date was, you went on a meme. You didn't go on a date, you went on a meme.
Oh my god, it was so boring.
That's so bad.
And it's like, he wouldn't stop. Telling you about it? Well, okay, to be fair, like, he had mentioned it And I was like, this was like, I mean, this was like fucking years and years ago. So it was like brand spanking new. And so I was like, you know, like, I'm not entirely sure like what that is. Like, you know, I kind of have a little bit of an understanding, but I feel like I don't completely get it. And so then he launched into his explanation. And I mean, I had asked for that. I had asked for an explanation. So that was on me. But he just kept going. Like you can explain something in a way where you're like, your audience understands, and then you just move on. But it's just like, he just, like, he had found his soapbox and he refused to get down from it. So I just had to sit there and be monologued at for like an hour.
That sucks.
It was the worst.
I hope he's that one guy who lost his Bitcoin password and he didn't make any money.
Idiot. And then he just had like one chance left to enter the password. It's like there were like three chances, and like if he like failed, then it would just be like erased or something. And so there was just like that last chance. He like did it two times and it didn't work, and so there was one more chance left, and he was like, "Well, do I do it or not?"
I feel like that goes back to the I feel like that goes back to the question about the end of the world, like what's gonna kill us.
God, if it's Bitcoin, I just want off right now.
It's not Bitcoin, it's NFTs. It's NFTs.
It's a combination because, 1-2 punch.
There you go. And it's because of people wanting clout.
God, that's so...
It's question two and question three.
It just like fills me with despair. Like, everything's so stupid and pointless. Like, what are we even doing anymore? We've outlived our usefulness. Like, it's over. We had not a good run, and now we're done.
Yeah. I mean, a few gotta ruin it for everybody. They all kind of suck. Is this where you want to end it?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Do we want to try to talk about something nice to end it, or is that it?
What's something nice you can talk about? Is there anything in relation to humans, human race?
Well, okay, like, how about, like, this is, like, a question that I would sometimes pose to my students. Like, and I think I've shared it with you before. Like, imagine that humanity is suddenly on trial by, like, aliens or something like that. Like, aliens have come, and they've put humanity on trial. And you've been charged to defend them. Or you've been charged to prosecute them. Like, you could take either side of the argument that you wanted. Like, how would you defend humanity, or how would you argue for our destruction?
I'm for destruction.
Okay, but just because you said that, how would you defend them? That's what I would do to my students, too! Oh, bitch, really? You caught. Caught in my trap.
Let me see. How would I defend humanity? I feel like I'd want to hear the other argument first.
Well, you have to imagine the other argument and then figure out how to counter that.
Honestly, how about I just do a shitty job and don't defend humanity?
Oh, wow. So I'm just really getting the whole student experience now, aren't I?
I throw the trial. But I honestly don't know, because I feel like for every good thing I can think of, there's like four bad things. Because, like, we are capable of, like, deep compassion, but we fucking don't do it. Mm-hmm. The majority of us do not do it because we don't care, because we walk around with our heads up our asses.
But if you think that we are capable of it, then what supports would we need in order to realize that capability?
What supports would we need in order to realize? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you say that we're capable of it, right? So obviously there must be things that prevent us from realizing that capability to its fullest extent. So, like, if you were going to be arguing to these aliens that we, you know, because of this quality, we should be allowed to live, like, you might then also qualify that argument by saying, like, but we also need this in order to, like, be able to progress.
I don't know. We need to get rid of capitalism.
Okay. I mean, I feel that's a good start.
get rid of our monetary system, set everybody on an even playing field, wipe away people's past so no one knows who was poor before.
No, I think that's a pretty good argument. You could be arguing that essentially that so much of humanity's roots and foundations have been in cruelty, but that's not to say that that's all we are. It's just that it's like that's kind of like what took the firmest root, and so like it is mm-hmm. almost like you want to give us the chance to like start over.
I would want them to be the police. The like aliens? You know what, you're gonna kill us anyway. Yeah. So, like, just be here and like just monitor all the bad behavior, and when people do shit, like stomp it out.
Yeah, no, we just have to monitor like all the comment sections.
There you go. That reminds me of an episode of Aqua Teen Hunger Force where there was an alien set up above Earth and everyone had to be nice all the time. And if they were negative, then he just got like exploded like a laser
beam.
That's
fine. That's exactly how I would do it.
Like, it was no negative thoughts. You had to be nice. You couldn't yell. You couldn't do nothing negative. And I'm not saying nothing that far, but it's like you can't be racist or homophobic or transphobic piece of shit. Yeah. Just base level. Like, it's not even that hard. Like, just don't be a dick. That's mm-hmm. all. That's all it takes. Like, I was saying to Nogan all the time, like, I don't understand these people who come out here and they let all their various isms out for everyone to see. It's like, everybody has, like, you know, opinions that may not be looked upon favorably by the majority of people. But it's like, no one has to fucking know that. Mm-hmm. Keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Just don't say that thing. Don't approach that person because they look a certain way. Just mind your business. Go home.
Mm-hmm.
Go home and eat your cheeseburger. Like, leave people alone. That's it. It's really not that hard. Like your opinion doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, and it's probably wrong. So fuck off. Go home and watch Jeopardy or whatever. Wheel of Fortune. You know these people aren't watching Jeopardy. Watch Wheel of Fortune.
I just feel like you're completely right that people, for whatever reason, feel the need to open their fat mouths. And it's like, you know, it's not like I don't want ideas to be discussed. It's important. Like, even if, like, you know, this idea is like unsavory or something like that, because sometimes ideas that were once considered unsavory, like, we realize like, oh no, that's actually a good idea. But it's just like people are so like mean and hurtful about it. And uninformed. Like, it's like they like spout off something like fucking stupid as shit and also completely incorrect. And it's just like, if mm-hmm. you had like thought about it for a moment or like done some research that wasn't like on PragerU or something like that, then you would realize that you're being a dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but instead it's like the first like shitty ass thought that rattles around their empty little skulls, like they feel the need to poop out.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand. I guess because they're stupid and they're not afraid of looking stupid.
Well, they don't know that they're being stupid, first of all.
I know, but that's why.
And like it's a sense of like entitlement and privilege. Like, they think that everyone needs to hear what they have to say. That what they have to say, like, inherently has some sort of value.
But why? I don't understand that.
Because they just think that the sun shines out of their ass.
Can't imagine.
Right? No, like, for real, like, I've talked about this before, where it's just like anytime I think about posting on social media, it goes through like this rigorous mental vetting process, and most of the time, like 99% of the time, it doesn't make it through. It's just like, it's like, no, I don't need to say this. Like, there's absolutely no point. Like, it just doesn't matter.
I do that. It's just like, is this person I'm interacting with, are they gonna read everything I'm saying? No,
dude,
fuck it. There's no point.
They're gonna be fucking stupid anyway. Like, I mean, obviously, I don't know what person you're talking about, but it could even be a rhetorical person, and my point would still stand that they're probably gonna be fucking stupid. Like,
I mean, it's
going
rhetorical.
Back from like the very beginning, like, most people are duds, and so you're going to have a group of duds at the end of the world that you have to share your time and space with.
No.
people. Most people are fucking stupid as hell. And they're not going to listen. They're not going to think. They're just going to be waiting for you to stop talking or whatever. So that way they could start diarrheaing everywhere.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
So, okay. So I made you try to defend humanity. How would you prosecute humanity?
I would just show them the last year.
Prosecution rests.
Yeah, it would be done. That would be all. That's it. That's the end.
I mean, it's a compelling case.
Just give them not even a whole news article, just the headline from the last year. Here you go.
And so that is all like their space lasers are raining down upon us. You'll be secure in your victory, having known that you prosecuted a great case.
Yep. Only did one, and I won.
Hey, 100% victory rate.
Yeah, exactly. Undefeated. That would be funny.
I think that would be like a fun video game. I feel like even
where you have to defend humanity.
Yeah.
Against aliens.
Or prosecute. Defend
or prosecute.
Yeah.
I feel like, for, fuck, I lost my train of thought. It's something about defending humanity. Oh, well, it's gone.
Unfortunate.
Yeah.
Do you think that, like all of the, because, like, a lot of times, like, my students would point to, like, humanity's accomplishments. So, like, like, the arts and music and literature that we've created, like, the advancements that we've made that enhance people's quality of life. Like, and like, our curiosity and, like, our desire to understand the world. What would you say against that?
That it's probably not unique and that they probably already know about that and they don't give a shit. The aliens.
Well, I mean, other civilizations may have that, but that's not to say that the art that humanity creates is then not unique.
I feel like it's monkeys with a typewriter.
That eventually another alien race would create the Mona Lisa.
Exactly. Alien Shakespeare. It's his name would be like Blizzlethorpe and Juliet or some shit. It's like either they would already have it, something similar, or it would be so alien to them that they wouldn't see any benefit in it and they wouldn't give a shit. Man, look at these fucking monkeys throwing their shit and then give me these scribbles on paper. I don't want this shit.
Yeah, but I feel if they were good judges, they wouldn't try to impose necessarily, like, their own standard. Like, if we're looking at, like, art, they wouldn't try to impose their standards of art onto another. But I feel like
if they were good
standards.
If they were good judges, we wouldn't be in this position in the first place.
I don't know. Humanity is pretty fucking terrible. I think we deserve to be judged.
But just let us stay here on our little dirt ball and be terrible and just don't let us go anywhere else.
Or maybe that would be their verdict. They would be like, all right, like, you can live, but you can't leave. You gotta stay here.
It's a very, what is the word? I wish I could remember this word that they said in Mass Effect. Like, anthropophobic or anthropocentric, something like that. To say that was, like, a very human-centric way of looking at things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember Liara's mother-father said that.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember the exact phrasing. And, like, I tried to find, like, a clip of it, like, a while ago, and I couldn't find it. That aliens got time to care that we're over here destroying ourselves.
Well, I mean, the basis of the question depends upon them caring.
Why?
I mean, it's just the conceit that you accept if you're trying to answer the question.
I feel like that's a part of the question for me, though.
Well, how would you answer it, then?
It's all a ruse. They don't care. They just want to sit there and make fun of us and then leave.
They're assholes just like us, then.
There you go. No one really gives a shit. They just want to see us squirm.
Alright, I got nothing else. Do you have another question?
No, I think we're good. I think that's a good place to stop. So what do you guys think? Do we renew your faith in humanity? Do you think that the human race is doomed, or can we pull it out of the fire? If the aliens came to you and asked you if you were going to defend or condemn humanity, what are you picking? And be honest. Don't, just because you're living on Earth is not an answer. Be for real. let us know on our socials or on the website. And I'll also be posting the link to the questions so you can share them with your friends and hopefully be less depressing than we were. See you guys next time.
You've just listened to We're Disappointed. Intro music is Feels Bad by Strong Suit. Outro music is Decisions by Dream Heaven. You can find them on the Free Music Archive and Pixabay. If you have something that disappoints you, you can send us a line at We're Disappointed on Twitter and Instagram, or our website at WeareDisappointed.com, and we can be disappointed together in future shows. Thanks for listening.